Torah's chapter 9, Mishnah 7, Ratza little mehen bad echad oishnei badin. So what this is going into is that we said that if you put the olives in a vat, but, and you're still going to work with them, you're still going to bring more olives, and you're not finished with that, with working those olives in the vat, so they're not susceptible to impurity until you've finished working with those olives in the vat. What happens if you change your mind? You've got a whole lot of olives in the vat there, and you want to bring more, and you're not finished working with them, and then what do you decide? That you want to take one or two batches, and you want to go press that, those one or two batches. What happens to the remaining olives in the vat? Are they susceptible to impurity or not? That's the question of this Mishnah. And we actually got three opinions over here that we're going to bring. Beishama Imrim Koitza Betuma. Beishama says, when you take off the batch to go take them to the press, you can take them off in impurity. Those olives are not susceptible, and therefore you don't have to be pure, you can take them off. But, umechupa betahara, when you cover up the rest of the olives, whatever you do with the rest remaining behind, that you have to do in purity. Because once you decide to take off a batch, it's like you've indicated in a way that you finished working with the rest of them, and therefore they will, the rest will now become susceptible to impurity. Basil say, no, even the rest behind, if you still, you know, you're still going to work with them and add olives to them, etc., and their work's not complete. So even the ones that are left behind, you can deal with in impurity, because you're still going to add olives over there, etc. And so the ones that are left behind are still not yet susceptible to impurity. In third opinion, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Chofer bekardumus shel matekis, you can dig in the olives with a metal axe, and umolech lebeis habad betumen, you can take the olives to the olive press in impurity. So what is he saying? That even if you want to take them all, you want to take like a metal X and get them all up, and you know, so and take them all to the press over there, they're still not susceptible to impurity, not yet, says Rabbi Yossi. So the point is between Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yossi is, if you want to take the entire heap, right, Beis Hillel would say if you want to take the entire heap, they're going to be susceptible to impurity. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says if you want to take the entire heap, they're not going to be susceptible to impurity. Brings over the injury that the halacha out of these three follows Beis Hillel. That's how we paskin like Beis Hillel.